Now, the Coalition has recently released a draft of their proposed religious discrimination bill, which is intended to protect people of faith from being discriminated against because of their religion and religious views. It's a bill that's come under some criticism by legal experts and LGBTI advocates who say that the bill is privileging religious speech where other speech is not. Ultimately, what is overshadowing this case is Israel Folau, lest we forget that whole debacle from a few months back. And while a lot of people are eager to close that case, this bill is going to bring it right to the forefront once again, asking at what point does speaking out against a religion constitute discrimination? On the line with us now, we have Associate Professor of Constitutional Law at Monash University, Luke Beck, to tell us a little bit more. Luke, thanks so much for chatting to us.
My pleasure.
So as the law stands right now, what kind of acts are considered religious discrimination?
So it depends on what state you're in. So right across the country, under the Federal Fair Work Act, it is currently already illegal for your employer, your boss, to discriminate against you or other new job applicants on the ground of your religious belief or lack of religious belief. So, for example, they can't say, well, you know, you're a Baptist, for example, therefore I'm not promoting you or I'm giving you a lower bonus, for example. That's already illegal. And in most states, other than in New South Wales and South Australia, discrimination on the ground of religion is also illegal in other areas of public life. For example, buying and selling goods. You can't kick somebody out of your restaurant because they're a Muslim or because they're a Jew, for example. Now, the proposed legislation, the draft legislation that the Attorney General has just released, is going to be a nationwide religious discrimination law, kind of like the Federal Sex Discrimination Act, kind of like the Federal Race Discrimination Act, that bundles all of those rules together in the one piece of legislation and applies them nationwide. Now, for the most part, the bill is a stock standard anti-discrimination law and therefore doesn't do anything particularly controversial. But what the Attorney General has done in response to lobbying from conservative religious groups and conservative members of the Coalition backbench is tack on some really odd, unusual features. And it's those additional unusual features that have people concerned. And so there's about four or five of these kind of odd, unusual, strange things that worry people.
One of them I was reading about. Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I was going to say, the one that I'd heard about was there's been a lot of criticism, I know, from LGBTI advocates. I think one of them saying that religious speech will be protected if spoken in good faith. And that phrase in particular is, I know, a real sticking point.
Yeah, so there's this very, very strange provision in the draft religious discrimination bill that says that this section overrides all other discrimination laws in the country. So overriding the Federal Race Discrimination Act, overriding the Federal Sex Discrimination Act, and overriding all of the state and territory anti-discrimination laws. There's a provision that says a religious person has a right to make a statement of belief in good faith, regardless of any other discrimination law. So for example, that means perhaps that a conservative Christian might be able to say at work, in the workplace, gays go to hell. And the boss, the employer, the business, would not be able to say to that employee, well, actually, no, our code of conduct at work says you can't say that sort of thing because that's distressing to LGBTI members of staff. And so that's quite unusual, the idea that you would override other discrimination laws, you would override the Race Discrimination Act, the Sex Discrimination Act, and all the state and territory discrimination acts to allow comments like that to be said at work is really quite unusual. And this is effectively the kind of the Israel Folau clause. And it goes further than that. It's not just at work, it's also outside of work. And so the Israel Folau situation, he made the Instagram post outside of work on his own time, which is alleged to have breached Rugby Australia's code of conduct. And so that sort of code of conduct, that's the second feature, unusual feature of the act. This act also goes, or proposed act, says that workplaces, employers are not allowed to have codes of conduct that regulate the conduct of employees outside of work insofar as the code of conduct restricts speech about religious matters, so the Israel Folau post. But they are, according to this legislation, allowed to have codes of conduct that regulate your speech about political matters, about your favourite sporting teams. So they can regulate what you do outside of work, except in relation to religion. And so that's a little bit unusual. Well, that's actually quite unusual. And so this is what people are saying. It gives special privileges to religion as opposed to other things. if the logic was, well, what business does a boss have regulating what you do outside of work, there might be some logic underlying that. But the rule would have to apply across the board. You wouldn't just limit it to religious comments outside of work. You would just say employer codes of conduct must not regulate an employee's conduct outside of work, full stop, not just in relation to religion.
It's definitely one to keep an eye on. Luke, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
My pleasure.
That was Luke Beck. He's an Associate Professor of Constitutional Law at Monash University, chatting to us this morning about the draft that has been released by the Coalition of their proposed religious discrimination bill.